We've arrived back at the point Kropotkin made when we first consulted him, and I've posted a PDF of excerpts from his essays, the first of which discussed this. One, this point that keeps recurring and has appeared in various forms, in various ways, along our circuitous exploration of the requirements needed for us to get our freedom. The question of the efficient use of energy, and in particular, our human energy. Alice Miller has discussed it as a return to vitality, a renewed ability to access one's vital energy, a return to vitality of those almost hypnotically conditioned to suppress it, with the reacquisition of the authentic self. Nikola Tesla addresses the issue of human energy efficiency in terms of removing the obstacles in the way of our freedom. Kropotkin and Proudhon view the matter in a way analogous to both Alice and Nikola. Our energy is being repressed, a state which is enormously energy inefficient, because we're not here to be, do not exist to be managed. And the more awake we are, the less governable, expensive for power we become. So we have to multiply their tasks, their containment chores, the fronts on which they must confront us. Let's make their control issues pop in every nation and region. Let's make their experience of them so numerous and so onerous that they decide now rather than sooner to get on board. Join us on Prince's dance floor while we get busy being, while we get busy being free, doing what comes naturally, making certain that making love and beauty's the only thing we see. We must no longer let their fear establish the conditions for our lives.